Hi guys, now today is a very special audio for a very special member of the server, another favorite person of mine. And remember, if you want a personalized custom audio too, just join my Discord server and look in my Katie's Paid Services channel for all the info you would ever need to order one. And see, this one isn't just your ordinary custom today. Actually, he only really gave me like a sentence to work with, and what he wanted me to do was something that I actually used to do when I was in middle school and high school. And see, I was quite the slut between the ages of like 12 and 16, and I would purposely bring little nerdy boys home, and especially when my mother was gone at work, and take their virginities. So, today, this is actually gonna be about that. So get ready for a little look into Katie's naughty teenage years. Today at school, I go in the class, and I see that there's a new kid there. And I ask him, well, what are you doing here? He tells me that he actually just turned 12 years old and that he skipped 2 grades for being super smart. And I was like, oh, how awesome. Well, how are you liking it? Do you like 9th grade at all? He nods his head a little and I'm like, oh, okay. Are the other kids nice to you? He shakes his head no. I tell him, well, don't worry about it. I got made fun of for being smart too. So don't be too upset and don't pay them any attention. They don't deserve you. They don't deserve to get to know you. Look, why don't you come on over to my house after school? You have chess club? Well, I do too. Come on, we'll go to chess club together, and then I'll walk you to my house. I live only like a block away. And my mom is always gone at work for at least a few hours, even after I get home. It'll just be me and you. No, it won't be a date or anything. Come on. Okay, yeah, no, you can let your parents know, it's okay. I'm probably gonna let my mom know too, I'll have a friend over. Yeah, I'll shoot them a text. Alright, well, I'll see you later at chess club. We go out throughout our days, and he seems to share quite a few classes with me. I feel kind of bad for him, being a freshman when really he was supposed to just start middle school this year. Only 12 years old and in 9th grade. What a smart little boy. Well, we go into chess club and he beats everybody there. Biggest nerd I've ever seen, and I like it. I meet up with him after class and I walk him home with me. I light a cigarette on my way home. Do you smoke? No. Oh, come on. It's okay. Why don't you go ahead and try it? You'll like it, I promise. Oh, I was the only one that even got close to beating you at chess today, but you still kicked my ass. You are so smart. You're definitely not a loser. Don't listen to those guys. They don't deserve you. They don't deserve to be friends with you. All those fucking jocks, they suck, okay? Don't listen to them. You're fine, love. Don't worry about it. Come on. Why don't you come on inside? I see you coughed a little trying to take a drag at that. You know, you could have just told me you didn't smoke. It's okay. Oh, come on. No, you're fine. Well, come on in. Oh, how old am I? I'm 14. Just like everybody else except you, silly. I can't believe you're only 12. And this is your first time in high school. Jeez. You are holding up okay though, huh? Because you're a very smart boy, aren't you? Yeah, really smart. Why don't you go ahead and sit next to me right here, huh? Oh, I know I said we were going to play video games, but why don't we just watch a movie? I do still want to play games. Maybe next time you come over, we can do that. But my console's been a little, acting a little funky lately. Come on. I have a great movie picked out. Let's watch something. Yeah, okay. So happy you're willing to. I go ahead and I turn Harry Potter on. I go sit back in the seat and I was like, do you like the Harry Potter movies? Yeah, I do too. I love them. I'm a huge fan. Come on, I'm just as big a nerd as you are. Oh my god, do you like anime? Okay. Yeah, you know what? No, we can change it. I love Harry Potter movies, but if you want to watch some anime instead, I'm definitely down. I go ahead and turn on one of my favorite anime. Parasite the Maxim. As it's playing, I go ahead and put my hand on his thigh and have him kind of wrap his arm around me. I kind of pick it up, put my head underneath his arm, or have it wrapped around me, put my hand on his thigh, and I kind of look up at him for a second, and I could tell he's really nervous. And he kind of takes his arm out from around me, kind of scoots away from me on the couch. I start to scoot closer again. I tell him, oh, come on. I know you like me. I like you too. You're really sweet. Oh, well, don't worry about it here. Look. I know you've never done it before, and that I'm only 14 and you're only 12, but I really like you, and you're not a loser. You're a really sweet boy. Let me teach you. Let me teach you. Come on now. That's right, relax just a little bit. It's okay. Did your parents tell you that? Come on, everybody has sex before marriage. I've done this a lot, so don't worry, I'm really experienced. Come on, I can already see the bulge in your pants. I know you want to fuck me. I can tell you're still a virgin, but he won't be for long. I take my hands, I unbutton and unzip his pants. I can see his throbbing, nerdy cock. I whip it out from underneath his boxers, pull his pants down all the way to his ankles. And I tell him, wow, you have a really big cock, especially for 12 years old. Told you, don't be so shy. Here, let me just, I'll rub on it a little bit like this. I'll come sit back next to you and give you a little kiss. It tastes so sweet. I start kissing down his neck. Down his chest. Then I reach his little 12-year-old cock. Or should I say big 12-year-old cock? Oh, it's so good. See? It's not that bad, is it? Start kissing his balls. I could tell he's shaking in his seat. And I tell him it's okay, it's his first time. That he's not a loser. And that I love fucking little nerdy boys like him. Taking their innocence from myself. Taking advantage of his little 12-year-old body. And this throbbing 12-year-old cock. Two teens just fucking around. My mom's gone at work. I love being a little 14-year-old hot girl. Especially being a nerd on top of it. It gives me full access to sweet little innocent nerdy boys like you. Little geeks, anime freaks, little weebs. I go ahead and I hop on top of him, still kissing his neck, tasting his sweat, feeling him shake and twitch. I lift up my skirt to reveal I wasn't wearing any panties this whole time. That I'm just a little slut, a little 14-year-old slut who likes to fuck little 12-year-old nerds. I can feel his cock throbbing in my hand. He's so close already. I barely start pushing it inside of me, opening my pussy up for him. Grabbing one of my ass cheeks and spreading it out so I can fit his big 12-year-old nerdy cock inside of me. And I slowly let myself down onto it, getting it as deep inside me as possible. I start riding him, going in and out, and I can tell he barely knows what's happening. As he starts making noises I know he's never made before. Knowing that I took another one. I took another little boy's virginity. I love taking advantage of them. They're so sweet and naive. They don't know anything. I go real slow at first, grinding my sweet 14-year-old hip. I know he can feel my tight teen pussy wrapped around his 12-year-old cock. My sweet 14-year-old cunt. Just going up and down his shaft. Feeling him inside of me. Making him go as deep as possible. I start picking up the pace a little, going a little faster and faster. As I kiss his sweet neck, I let him know that it's okay. He can trust me. But he's not a loser. And he definitely won't be again after this. You are a nerd. But you're my little nerdy boy now. Only I have gotten to take your innocence. Next time, when you come over, we'll do a lot more. See, it wasn't so bad. As I go ahead and grind faster and faster on telling him, aren't you a lot less nervous now? Do you like feeling your 12-year-old cock deep inside of my 14-year-old cunt? feeling him twitch and pulse. And finally, I feel the pulsing of his cock and I know he's about to come. I've already came multiple times all over him, my 14-year-old juices drenching his cock. I feel him let go deep inside of my 14-year-old pussy. Maybe he'd even breed me, put a little nerdy boy baby inside of me. Fuck. I could feel his cum dripping out of me. I go ahead and sit back down next to him while his cum is still draining out. And I ask him, how was it? Not that bad, huh? Ooh, we've been going at it for a while, already 4 episodes in. I light up a cigarette. I offer him a drag. He takes one, and I can tell I just made a little 12-year-old nerdy boy a man today. And my 14-year-old cunt got to take another virginity. Life is good. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. That one was definitely a special request, but he only gave me like a sentence, and I was like, wait a second. This scenario sounds like the exact shit I used to do as a teenager. This fucking custom was perfect for me, and I am just so happy he ordered it. Thank you so much. I really did used to do this stuff. Now, this isn't an exact story from what I used to do, but it's pretty similar to how I used to lure the little nerdy boys at school. I was in chess club, I was in band, and I loved dating and fucking little nerdy boys. One, they were always fun, they were always very horny, and I just really, really enjoyed making their little cocks come. I was just really good at it, and I loved it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I know it's not as extreme as some of the audios and videos that I do, you know, because there isn't like any force involved or anything. It's just a lot of like kind of coercing and, you know, being nurturing and sweet. But I wanted to have a good time with it, and I think we had a good time, right? If you're interested in getting a custom from me or anything like that, don't forget to join my Discord server and look through my paid services channel. I also have the VIP fan club that has all of my most extreme content in it. Legal, but extreme. And again, this is a fantasy. It's not real. Even though this one was a little bit more based in truth of my life than usual. But usually it's not based on any truth at all. It's literally just an idea. This one was actually based on a little bit of fact from my own life when I was a teenager. But we'll save that for another day. You guys have a lovely evening, and I hope you enjoyed this one, as this one was pretty personal for me. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you're enjoying the better audio quality, because, oh my god, it sounds better, right? Okay. Have a good day, guys.